Want to welcome John Lodge of Moody Blues fame to Sioux City, Iowa, and the Big Daddy in the Morning Show. Good morning, John. How are you?
Good morning, Big Daddy. I'm fine, thank you. I hope you are as well.
Everything is going well. We're surviving the crisis just like everybody else, and we're going to talk about that coming up in just a bit. But hey, I first wanted to say I'm very happy to talk to you. I want to relay how I became a John Lodge fan, even before I was a Moody Blues fan. Back in the day, the record companies used to send out albums for us radio guys to listen to and take home and see if it was something we would like to add to our radio station playlist. And I remember getting an album from a Justin Hayward and John Lodge. It was a solo kind of a thing. And I didn't know who you were, and I took it home and played it. And I go, God, these guys are really, really good. And then I came to find out later, obviously, it's Justin Hayward and John Lodge of the Moody Blues. So I just thought I'd let you know that I was a fan of John Lodge before I was a fan, of the Moody Blues. What do you think of that?
Fantastic. Thank you.
I just had Greg Harris, the president of the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, on yesterday. They announced the 2021 lineup. I know you are a member of the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, and Greg Harris had said, you know, it's so humbling for a lot of the artists to realize they're in a venue in the likes of a Chuck Berry and a Little Richard and an Aretha Franklin and the Moody Blues. What was it like, John, when you got the call from those guys that you were going to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame?
You know, the call was fantastic, but really what was fantastic was the realization on the day where we actually were inducted. Because, you know, coming from England, to be part of a worldwide event, really, but which is totally American, is fantastic. You know, I'm an absolute Buddy Holly fan. And I thought, on that day, I was standing on the stage, and I was thinking to myself, this isn't just for me, this award, it's for all the Moody Blues fans throughout the world. That was my initial reaction. And then I thought, just a minute, you know, my hero, Buddy Holly, I'm standing next to Buddy Holly now in the Hall of Fame. How good is that from a kid from Birmingham, England, in the council house, standing next door to Buddy Holly? And all these thoughts go through my mind while I was on stage there. And I thought about also my grandson with his grown up, with his family, going there and the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame and say, hey, that's my granddad, you know. And suddenly that became the enormity of the day, really, for me.
That's a great story, man. And Moody Blues, obviously, in rock and roll history. Do you guys still, I know you're not touring anymore, but do the Moodies ever get together for special events or anything like that?
Well, you know, who knows what would have happened. But the last 14, 15, 16 months, there's been no way of contacting anywhere. Graham Edge, I'm in Florida, and Graham lives in Florida. I've got a live album coming out in the fall called The Royal Affair and After. And Graham Edge narrates the poem from Days of Future Past for me. And he does it for me on stage for my tours. So Graham and I keep together very much, and unfortunately Ray Thomas passed away, as you know, a couple of years ago, and so it has been a strange few years, actually, for everyone, and I know for the Moody Blues it has as well.
Talking with John Lodge, Rock and Roll Hall of Famer and member of the Moody Blues. You say you're in Florida. Are you in Fort Myers, Florida?
No, I'm down in Naples, in Florida.
The reason I'm asking is because my son, who is a producer for the Stan and Haney show on 96 K-Rock down in Fort Myers, sent me a photo about a year ago, year and a half ago, and he goes, "You know who this is?" And I looked at it and I said, I called him back, and I said, "That's John Lodge of the Moody Blues." And he said, "You had stopped into the Stan and Haney show," and he's the producer of the show. They call him Junior. And he said,
yes,
he said, "You were such a nice man, and you guys talked music for a while," and he's only about, I think, 24, 25 at the time. He's really into music. He's into mixing music and everything, and he had such a good time with you. So as a father, I just wanted to say thanks for being so nice to my kid.
People who are into music really are nice people.
Okay, so you're down in Naples, Florida. You've had the COVID and the pandemic, and obviously a lot of the musicians, and not just musicians, the people that set them up, the people that booked the bands, everybody in the music industry had a tough go last year. A lot of people doing stuff from their home studios. You're no exception. So tell me about this new project that you've got going on.
Yeah, when lockdown hit, I thought I'd better do something. So I built a little studio here in Naples and learned GarageBand, to be honest. So I thought it better start. You can't get it in a studio. I thought it better start recording my own things. And I did. The first thing I recorded here was In These Crazy Times, which I released last year. And I kept on writing and recording, and that the new song, "The Sun Will Shine." I wanted my 10,000-year band playing on, so I recorded the song first, and then I sent it to my guys and for them to put all their parts on, and Alan Hughes, my musical direct, put all the files together, and we ended up with a song. And John Davison joined me on the backing vocals, John Davison from Yes, and also John became my engineer in my little studio, and he recorded all my bass parts, and we did the backing vocals on the song together.
John, how do they get a hold of this musical project?
It's on the usual suspects, you know, Spotify, iTunes, Amazon, and probably on my own website, johnlodge.com, and probably moodybluestoday.com as well.
I sure appreciate spending time with you today, and I wish you continued success. Next time you get into the Stan and Haney show at 96 K-Rock, look for their producer, Junior, and tell him Big Daddy said hello.
I will do.
You take care of yourself, Mr. Lodge. It's very nice talking with you. Keep rocking, my friend.
Thank you very much, and stay safe.
Thank you. You too.
Have a good weekend, Big Daddy.
All right. Thanks, man.
Thanks.